Well, at the end of a five-day lull in its military campaign, Saudi Arabia has once again resumed pounding Yemen with rockets, bombs, and artillery. Warplanes launched airstrikes against Ansarullah positions in Al-Laban, Tawahi, and Arish districts of Aden on Monday. Rockets also landed in Zahir and the Qamr districts of Sa'dah province, while the Saudi artillery targeted Dali and Ghawr Mountains in Yemen's northern border areas. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh, has called for the extension of the ceasefire. He made the comments during a meeting of rival Yemeni political figures and anti-Ansarullah tribes in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. Yemen's army and Ansarullah movement has stayed away from the gathering, saying that they won't attend any talks sponsored by Riyadh. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has called on the United Nations to establish protected areas for humanitarian access in Yemen.
People of Yemen continue to suffer, and it is high time for everybody, particularly the United Nations, to take the lead in establishing areas that are open to international humanitarian assistance. Of course, the United Nations can inspect and make sure that the aid that is being delivered to the people of Yemen is humanitarian.
Zarif made the remarks in a joint press conference with Hungary's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Peter Szijjártó, in Tehran. He said it's regrettable that humanitarian aid to Yemen has been blocked and called on the UN to use every possibility to extend the ceasefire in the war-torn country. Zarif added that the international community and the UN Security Council have failed miserably to condemn the Saudi-led aggression on Yemen. He also highlighted the need for a national dialogue to resolve the ongoing political conflict in the Arab country. Our correspondent Yusuf Maori joins us now on the line from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Yusuf, I believe that with the ending of the five-day lull in the military campaign of Saudi Arabia, the Saudis have yet again started their aerial bombardment of Yemen. Tell us about the situation on the ground and also about the dire humanitarian situation, which did not change during the five-day ceasefire, which was intended for humanitarian assistance.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem that there was any kind of humanitarian relief. It's just the gas stations that, or the lines at the gas stations and at the propane gas stores are just, you know, in the thousands. People have been waiting overnight for fuel and gas tankers to arrive here in the Yemeni capital, and they have not arrived. And this is something which has raised much concern and raising much apprehension throughout the country. You know, 25 million Yemenis are now suffering severely because of the Saudi blockade, which continued throughout the five-day ceasefire. There's also a series of crashes intensifying in three parts of the country, in the southern city of Taiz, in the southern province of Abala, and also in the southern port city of Aden, as the Al-Qaeda fighters there, they look to take more control of the areas which have fallen under their control over the past 2 months. However, there's still resistance on behalf of forces loyal to Abdullah bin Mansour Hadi, forces who are being financed by Saudi Arabia, according to Houthi officials. And these are the forces which the Ansarullah fighters, they seek to drive out of these three areas. And this is where the clashes, the armed clashes, have intensified over the past 2 days.
Thank you very much. Yusuf Maori, our correspondent, joining us on the line from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.